CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. Thank you, Devin Lawrence. Thank you. New news at the bottom of the hour. Hopefully we get new sports as well at the top of the hour. But thank you very much for getting that fixed. Well, with the press conference being held at 1 o'clock today, Paul Jacob, Christy Combs, others involved in it couldn't come on the show today because they're so busy getting ready for this press media conference, 1 o'clock in Lansing. But they agreed that they'll be on the show with us tomorrow. Well, MERS News Service has a double play for us regarding the citizenship voting requirement spurs spicy debate. Election Integrity Committee Chair Rochelle Smith, Republican from Shelbyville, that was one of the state reps that Dave Ajima endorsed to be elected. She's also the chair in the House Oversight Committee, Election Integrity, as the committee chair. She said, Rochelle said this morning, there is nothing more important than the work of this committee to get past State Representative Jason Wolford, Republican from Howell, his House Bill 4765. This is legislation requiring proof of citizenship when registering to vote and requiring identification when voting. You know, that last one, I don't get it. I got a question for all you guys listening. Wherever you're at, in the state of Michigan, when you go to vote in your jurisdiction, do they not ask for your driver's license, your photo ID? I've showed my driver's license every single time I voted in the state of Michigan since I was 18. I do not remember us ever not asking for photo ID. Why is this a thing? Let's do it this way. Text me right now, the city, the jurisdiction, the county, the township, whatever you want, that does not require photo ID when you vote. Where do you live? Where do you vote? And they don't ask for photo ID. Send me a text. Because I got to believe it's going to be crickets. But anyway, it's in there. However, things got very spicy when Rochelle Smith and Jason Wolford opened things up for comment. Before Wolford's bill adopted a substitute, Democrats snuck questions into their statement of opposition. See, when you get acknowledged in the House chamber, you start your statement with statements. You're not allowed to question. You're not allowed to ask. You're not allowed to be investigative in your talk. You need to make statements as to whether you're for or against it. Well, Mai Chong, Democrat of Warren, started with a statement. But then as she got through her statements, she then in stating that she worries about non-citizens voting too. She said it's already a felony, and those who are found to vote illegally are prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. The bill, she said, would have unintended consequences and create more chaos when they're already concerned with voter turnout. Seniors and those with disabilities would struggle to find the documents needed to prove citizenship. She gave an example of her constituent who was adopted from New York City and didn't have a birth certificate. Chong said they worked for months with the Secretary of State to find his birth certificate because he was concerned he would not have any documentation to prove that he was a qualified voter, even though he is a U.S. citizen. So here is the question, or a statement to me, Wolford asked. Excuse me. So is there a question or a statement? Wolford asked Chong. Well, again, she repeated with the questions about where they would have to provide the proof, whether the clerk of the local county of their birth or the Secretary of State. Well, before deferring the question to a co-testifier, Wolford applauded her for doing a great job of creating fear, creating uncertainty and doubt in her speech, which caught a few laughs from those in the room. He then asked a very simple question. Do any of these constituents, quote unquote, air quotes, he said, of yours, Representative Chong, do any of them drink beer or drink wine? Well, Chong contested that he was getting off topic. Wolford fired back and said, no, if they buy alcohol, they have to show ID. We are doing nothing more than exactly what is required for anyone to purchase ID, picture ID, in the state of Michigan. But one of the co-testifiers, Bill Richardson, representing Pure Integrity Michigan Elections, said the burden would be put on the state, not the voter. In these bills, the state is the one that is going to have to figure out their databases and whatever other systems they have available for them to determine if a registered person registering is a citizen or not. The onus of this bill is put on the state, not on the voters. Well, finally, Chair Rochelle Smith slammed Chong down when she added that the state already does that, citing she needs to ask if she has a follow-up. Hearing none, we're moving on. That's a Mason House of Rules order to shut down somebody that is basically wasting a committee's time. It's not Robert's Rules of Order. They operate under Mason House Rules of Order. Afterwards, State Representative Democrat Matt Kolesar from Plymouth said that states that have already adopted similar legislation have proven that it is actually casting aside more legal votes than preventing illegal votes, leading him to ask, how many legal votes are you willing to cast aside in order to prevent one illegal vote? Casting aside legal votes? Kolesar, where did you even get that from? I want to know exactly what other states who have adopted similar legislation have proven. That's what you said. Okay, what states are they, Matt? I'm going to contact those states and ask them if what you said is actually true. Setting aside more legal votes than preventing illegal ones. Wolford declined to even answer because he didn't believe Kolesar's statement at all. Instead, he asked Kolesar a question. Well, this is getting a little spicy here, folks. Not going to answer your question, but I got a question. During my speech about my bill, when you were sitting there laughing and shaking your head, what part of the speech was so funny to you, or what was so comical? Ho, 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 ho. Well, Kolesar maintained that he never did that and that Wolford must be imagining things. Democrat Grand Rapids Stephen Wooden chimed in, returning to Wolford's example of using a driver's license to vote, saying that the legislation is more specific, requiring enhanced ID. The fact of the matter is, though, that only roughly 2.2 million Michigan residents have that form of a driver's license, compared to the other 8.3 million driver license holders. Are you also aware that in order to for the roughly 5 million Michiganders who have a driver's license, who currently use a driver's license to vote, for them to get an enhanced driver's license to meet this new qualification, it would cost a total of $150 million in new registration fees? What? $150 million, not registration fees. You're talking about new driver's licenses. I got an enhanced driver's license. You know what I did? I scanned a very old original from 1958 parchment paper that's literally falling apart at the folds. I have it stored in a Ziploc bag. It's my original birth certificate. Very carefully, I opened it up, unfolded it, gently put it on a scanner bed, and scanned it to make a good, clean, legible, black and white copy of it. I then folded it back up very carefully, put it back in the Ziploc bag. I took it as evidence along with the scanned black and white printout of it to my local Secretary of State office in Bel Air, Michigan. They accepted the scanned copy because they wrote on it that the clerk had seen the original, which is in fragile condition, and she signed it and gave me an enhanced driver's license. The little, what is it, a gold star or whatever's on it, I haven't looked at it, basically proves that I'm a U.S. citizen. Wolford said that the real ID is being done at the federal level. I got it because if you ever go through TSA for an airport, you got to have an enhanced driver's license now. So he couldn't help Wooden with that issue. But if you read the bill and any substitutions that give an opportunity for other forms of ID to be able to vote, my question is this: what are you afraid of? Wolford asked, again getting somewhat confrontational with the Democrats. Well, the substitute ultimately adopted 5-3 on a party line vote, creates a federal only voter category in Michigan election laws. We'll talk about the bills in the final segment of Hour 2. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Couple of text messages interacting with the conversation this morning. Summer down in Heartland area says, Randy, it's all the Democrat areas of the state of Michigan that don't check IDs. So you're telling me Detroit? You're telling me Flint? All of the hardcore, you have to run as a Democrat to get elected areas of the state of Michigan, don't even bother to ask for photo IDs when they pass out ballots. Then I must have lived in Republican areas my entire life. Born and raised in Shelby. Yeah, that's Republican. Lived in Birmingham for a while when Vicky and I first got married. Then we moved to Macomb County, Republican. Then we moved up north. Traverse City, Antrim County. Yeah, I guess you're right. Did not know that the Democrat areas of the state of Michigan don't ask for photo ID. Miss P, God, I love her. Good luck with that. License required and signature must match. But Randy, they need illegal votes to win. That's why the Democrats were fighting this in committee. Five Republicans, because the House is controlled by the Republican majority. Thank you very much. Our last election, 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. Every committee chair is a Republican, and the majority is Republican on every committee. Well, ultimately, they adopted 5-3 party line vote, which now creates a federal only voter category in Michigan's election law. Federal only voter category under the substitute allowing unverified citizenship applicants to register and vote in federal elections until their U.S. citizenship is confirmed in the database. Also, they moved House Bills 4584 and House Bill 5032 moved along very similar 5-3 party lines to be reported out to the House, recommending that they take it to the floor for approval and a vote. Now, the thing you have to understand, this is House oversight. First one, House Bill 4584, moves that millage elections cannot take place other than during November elections. Thank you, God. No more of these early spring May elections for millages. It's got to go to a November election. House Bill 5032, the bill prohibits the use of school aid funds to be part of special elections. Prohibits the use of school aid funds for special elections. So if you're going to try to get a school millage, more money for the schools, you can't fund those special elections with the school aid fund. I like that as well. Now let's see if it passes the Democrat-controlled Senate and whether or not Governor Gretchen Whitmer would even sign them. I suspect she'll veto both of these bills. And she will definitely veto Rochelle Smith's bill, but it may be a foregone moot conclusion. Again, American Citizens for Voting in Michigan, 1 o'clock, an hour after this show today, they're turning in 750,000 signatures. It's going to be on the ballot this November. And according to certain polling, almost 90% of Republicans, 70% of Democrats, and 82% of independents support this. By putting it on the ballot, getting us to vote on it in November, guess what it does, folks? It changes our state constitution, which is almost impossible to do unless you do another petition drive. Nick Wallace says, Emmett County is pretty much Democrats, but even though they know me personally, they still need to see my ID. You mean as far as running the elections? They're supposed to have equal number of Democrats and Republicans as poll election inspectors. And don't they have a complete Republican county commissioners? Didn't we get rid of the Democrat, the one lone Democrat? I thought we did. When Brett Gooding and others got elected, I thought we're all Republicans as far as county commissioners now in Emmett County. Brett, if you're listening, let me know. The one crazy Democrat, I think we got rid of him, but I don't remember. Let's see, does that cover all the text messages? Yep, pretty much. Oh, I'm sorry, Dave, your comment about Islam is a little late off topic. I just saw it. I apologize. Well, we're moving on into the third hour. But before we do, again, I need you to mark your calendar. Three, not one, not two, but three Saturdays in July. You are already booked. I'm going to talk about them after the break. 4th of July, July 18th, and July 25th. Top of the hour news and sports. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan.